Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And to take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Heck of a lot to get into. I've calmed down a little bit since yesterday afternoon because, boy, what a game it was in Minnesota yesterday. We'll get to it all. Per usual, we'll have a couple of guests stop by the program. 8:15, Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1. Over on our sister station, the Team 980. He's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the debacle in Minnesota. And then top of the 9 o'clock hour, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockhand IV are going to join the program. We'll take a big picture look at the National Football League. There is so much to get to when it comes to the Washington Commanders. We'll talk some other things as well. College football playoff with a controversial omission. Notre Dame not a part of the field of 12. And then real quick while I got a chance, shout out to the Dukes of James Madison University, baby. Are you kidding me? From not even being Division I to going and whipping ass in the Sun Belt, now all of a sudden you are in the field of 12 making your debut in the college football playoffs. So shout out to that group. I know there's some local news on the college football front when it comes to the Hokies. Coach Pry staying on with James Franklin at Virginia Tech. We'll touch a little bit on that as well before we get out of here. But, like, let's get to the elephant in the room. Let's get to what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. My colleagues, I will say this, have done a tremendous job all day long hitting this thing and hitting this bad boy from pretty much every angle. But I'm going to tell you really where I stand on things. First and foremost, I want to start with the big picture operation. This is bigger than the offense. This is bigger than the defense. This is bigger than special teams. I think there are fundamental issues from the top down when it comes to the Washington Commanders organization. And there have been whispers all year long of folks' displeasure when it comes to draft picks not playing, when it comes to failed free agency moves, when it comes to failed trades. The problems that exist right now with this group, I have maintained it really all year long. They start at the top, and they trickle all the way down to the bottom, which is why I say there are fundamental issues with this organization right now. I brought this up several weeks ago for the crowd that is frustrated about draft picks not playing. Well, maybe, just maybe, the draft picks aren't good. Maybe, just maybe, the guy picking the groceries is the problem here in the nation's capital. We'll get to it all, though, as we roll throughout the show. But yesterday afternoon, I don't know what other way to put it, yesterday afternoon in Minnesota was flat out unacceptable. Yesterday in Minnesota was organizational malpractice at its finest. Are you kidding me? You took on a group yesterday in the Minnesota Vikings that had 3 wins on the season. They came in 29th in the National Football League in terms of total offense. They came in 31st in the National Football League in terms of their third down success. And they walked it up and down the field all day long yesterday. All day long yesterday. But here's the thing. We knew that this defense had fundamental problems. So to act totally shocked or totally surprised with what you saw yesterday, should we be? This is what it's been. I have been screaming from the rooftops all year long. Their problems on defense go a lot further than who's calling the defensive play. You know what they have? A talent issue. You know where that starts? Up top. You're going into year 3, and you don't have one defensive blue chipper. And your head coach is a defensive-minded guy. Their negligence on that side of the football is why this organization currently sits where it does. Because when you look at this thing big picture, realistically speaking, who deserves to come back on this defense next year? In all honesty, and I'm not trying to be overreactionary. I'm not trying to be, you know, hyperbolic. I mean, who on this defense belongs next year? Who can you count on going into 2026? That's why for me, like, some of you all have checked out. I totally get it. The final 5 weeks of this season, it's not about losing. It's not about draft positioning. It's about trying to chop down that CVS receipt full of needs that you have on this football team. Because guess what? With all the holes that this team has, not only are they dead and stinking for 2025, the way it looks right now, from a resource standpoint, in the tools that you have to improve this thing, you're probably dead and stinking for 2026 as well. Newsflash. It ain't good. It ain't good. There's so many issues right now with this football team that, honestly, I'm lucky we get 3.5 hours. We had to flush it all out. You can call me at 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well if the phones aren't your thing. It is at NELL_BTP. We're going to talk about it all because I can't believe, and this is the thing, right? I try to be very open, honest, and transparent about my feelings. I am a fan just like all of you are. And I've seen some of the hubbub on Twitter. People are firing folks and so on and so forth. I don't know if we're there yet in terms of firing people, but I'll tell you what, if you got a car warmer out there, a seat warmer in your vehicle, it's on that first knob. There's one light lit up, so to speak, right? My seat warmer in my truck, that when the 4 lights are full, your ass is hot. I don't think Dan Quinn and the coaching staff are on level 4 yet. But boy, if we officially turned on the seat warmers here. I mean, you have to. You cannot accept, you cannot tolerate this level of incompetency. You just can't. You can save all of your slogans and everything that you want. You can put it all in your back pocket and sit on it. Right now, you are going through one of the worst stretches of football that we've seen in the 2000s. Point blank. And as we roll throughout the show tonight, my guy Grant Paulson tweeted out some numbers earlier this afternoon that'll knock your socks off. That will knock your damn socks off. These numbers coming from our guy GP. Doing the Lord's work for us. He went on Pro Football Reference to try and really get to the bottom of how bad this losing streak is for Washington. Right now, the Commanders are in the midst of an 8-game losing streak. There are 22 teams over the past 10 years that have lost 8 straight games. Just 22 over the span of 10 years. That is 6% of team seasons throughout the National Football League. The Commanders are so special. The Commanders are so bad that they're the only team during those 10 seasons to lose 8 straight and have 5 of those losses come by 21 or more points. That's the problem right now with this group. That is the issue right now with this group. It's not that you're losing. Hell, we expect you to lose. The cupboard is bare. You are a talentless bunch for the most part. What I can't stand – What I can't stomach is when you look like you don't belong. And see, it's different when you get blown out by Detroit, who looks like they're going to be one of the front runners in the conference. It's different when you get blown out by Seattle, who is the class of the NFC right now. What I can't tolerate, what I can't stand, is how the lifeless Seattle Seahawks, they don't even like their own quarterback there in Minnesota. I bet you they like him today. Walk the football up and down the field all game long. But here's the thing, and I don't want to sound snarky or like I know more than the next man, but I got a job to do. I have opinions to give, and I sat here and I begged and I pleaded with you all. Give some patience, give some leeway, I guess, to the defensive play caller and Joe Witt Jr. We expected him to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. The groceries are piss poor. It is leading to a one-star meal week in and week out. Point blank. The Commanders don't have a scheme problem. The Commanders don't have an identity problem. The Commanders have a talent problem. And see, this is why this conversation pains me. This is why this conversation stings so much. I remember what I was doing. I was walking the chicken basket in Gaithersburg, Maryland, year and a half, 2 years ago, when the news comes across the ticker. I get the alert via the Odyssey app that the Washington Commanders have landed Adam Peters, the most highly sought-after talent evaluator on the market. We got him. We were lucky enough to bring him here. And the problem is, to this point, as we wind down year number two of the Adam Peters era, it simply isn't good enough from the top down. And this is what scares me the most. We'll highlight this as we roll throughout the show. Here is what scares me the most. I don't know what the answers are to this problem. You have a laundry list of needs. The best way I could put it, you have a CVS receipt worth of needs. And to keep it frank, to keep it short, I guess, as we're in the opening segment here, you don't have the resources to fill all the holes that you got. So something's got to give. Something's got to give. We'll get to the quarterback position as we enter the 7 o'clock hour, because I know you all want to dish on that. For whatever reason, you all watched Jaden Daniels yesterday go 9 of 20 for 78 yards and average 3.9 yards an attempt. Yet there are folks calling into this radio station that want him to sit the rest of the way. What the hell are we talking about? The best way that I can put it, Metal Chris, you know I use this acronym all the time. What do we suffer from? What do I say? We suffer from SLS, scoring lover syndrome. We've been down this road before. Some people call it PTSD. I call it scoring lover syndrome. We've been down this road before. The question is, what I'm focused on is how does it get better? I don't want to dwell in the negativity. I know that 2025 is over. I understand that this group right now, to put it bluntly, sucks. Everything they show you week in and week out over the past 8 weeks tells you they're not a good football team right now. My big question, my big concern is how do you get better? How do you get better? Where do you start? Because like I continue to say, for me, all along, the final 5 weeks, the final 6 weeks, it's not about losing games so you can land a higher pick. This is what I mean when I said we suffer from scoring lover syndrome. We haven't had a guy at quarterback in a long time. You may have one. You know the teams that tank? The teams that are looking to take a quarterback high. This is not that situation here in the nation's capital. I just need Adam Peters to bring in competent, difference-making football players. That's it. Losing is not the answer to that. I'll tell you that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I see you all lined up on the phones already. We got a commercial break to get to. We'll get to you on the other side. Also on the other side of the break, I want to get into this because I know there are people out there that are frustrated right now. We're going to leave the question very open-ended here to start at 1-800-636-1067. What is your confidence in this Adam Peters, Dan Quinn-led regime now that this group has suffered 8 straight losses? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's get into yesterday's performance against the Minnesota Vikings. I'll tell you what I liked. I'll tell you what I didn't like. Surprisingly enough, there are some things that I think you could take away from the Minnesota game that are positive. Kinda. That's next there on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We're going to try to get to the bottom of this thing. We're just getting rolling here on a Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Trying to pick up the pieces and make sense out of what happened yesterday afternoon in Minnesota. The Washington Commanders, after allegedly finding themselves the week prior at home on Sunday Night Football against the Super Bowl contending Broncos, after allegedly finding themselves, boy, did they look lost yesterday in Minnesota. 31-0, marking the eighth straight loss for the Washington Commanders. And it was bad, really, in all three phases. I'll give the special teams some love. Tressway had a couple of good punts. Debo had a good return. But outside of that, not much positive to hang your hat on from what happened yesterday. And the numbers on both sides are not good. We're going to talk about the offense in great detail. We're going to talk about the defense in great detail. But I want to start on the defensive side of the football. I'll get to the offense in a second. I want to start on defense. Because for the life of me, I don't know. Maybe I am totally missing it. Maybe I am totally looking at this through the wrong prism, through the wrong lens. We have a defensive-minded head coach. And for the past 18 months, This defense has been hot garbage. And up until a couple of weeks ago, there was an unwillingness from the man in charge, Dan Quinn, to do anything about it. That's my problem. That's my problem. You can't talk about the standard. You can't talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime, and you're letting the inmates run the asylum. How in the hell are you the worst defense in the National Football League through 10 weeks, and there's not one personnel change? Not one. Not one. And we had to beg you. Because here's the thing. Here's my problem with this coaching staff. For all of the desire to be Patriots East here in D.C., right? With them being playing at coy with injuries, with them not giving as much, right? When you have the desire to act that way and then to move that way, you shouldn't be influenced by the media. And if you're going to sit here and tell me that this group, this coaching staff, isn't influenced by the media, then you've got wool pulled over your eyes. You're exactly how they want you to be. I don't have a responsibility to carry water for anybody within that damn organization. So I'm not. I said it when the move first happened. Dan Quinn relieving Joe Witt Jr. of his play calling duties was a cop out. That was him to succumbing to public pressure. I said it then. I'll reiterate it now. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that anyone in that building can do about the way this defense is performing. For the millionth time, I'll say it and scream it till I'm blue in the face. It's not a scheme issue. It's a talent issue. And that starts at the top. That starts at the top. We got too many nice guys walking around this organization. Who's the guy in the building that's going to punch a projector? Who's the guy in the building that's chewing people out when the standard that they preach so much about isn't being met? Who's that guy? That's who I want to meet. This group, say what you want, time and time again, as a coaching staff, ironically enough, has succumbed to public pressure. Dan Quinn, guess what? You may have made yourself a very uncomfortable bed here. You should have just let Joe Witt ride it out the rest of the year, because now fingers are going to be pointed at you. What are you doing about it? And my thing is this. Damn this CEO approach. Damn all of that. Did your CEO approach get Terry McLaurin in camp on time? Is your CEO approach going to get Laramie Tunsil's deal done? See, my question now is this. What have you been doing over the past 2 years if you're not being hands-on with this defense? And I understand that. I'm not oblivious. I get it. Dan Quinn's in meetings. Dan Quinn's helping create the game plan, I assume. But this hands-off approach that he was taking, it had to be fixed. So I get it. But my thing is this. You all wanted to throw a damn parade after the Denver game and after the Miami game. After the Denver game, and after the Miami game, you guys wanted to throw a parade. And what did I come in here and say? What was the question that I asked, right? Is this two-game defensive resurgence? Is this two-game defensive renaissance? Is it a byproduct of Dan Quinn calling plays? Or did you just happen to land on Bo Nix and Tua Tagovailoa when it comes to quarterback musical chairs here during the 2025 season? Good gracious. J.J. McCarthy was a lifeless quarterback. And yesterday, he came in and led this Minnesota team to 31 points. But here's the problem. I said it during the pregame show, if you were listening. I said it during the pregame show. My only concern coming into this week was, would Dan Quinn finally have an answer? Would Dan Quinn finally have an answer for this Mike Shanahan, Sean McVay coaching tree that has given him fits since he's taken over here in the nation's capital? Once again, they had zero answers. Kevin O'Connell and his lifeless offense put up 31 points. Clint Kubiak with the Seattle Seahawks put up 38 points. Matt LaFleur earlier in the year with Green Bay put up 27 points. You look lost. Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins were also broken and you went to Madrid and made Devon Achane look like Barry Sanders, 5.5 yards per rush. Zach Robinson, the week before getting shut out by Carolina, came in and put 34 points on your top. And I'm supposed to believe that it's some sort of person or scheme issue, rather, on defense. You don't have the horses. Not only do you not have the horses, you're not putting said horses in the best position to be successful. Point blank. And when I look at this defense, this is what scares the absolute life out of me. When I look at this defense, realistically speaking, if we're being unbiased here, and that's my next thing to get to. If we're being realistic, who's coming back next year as a starter defensively? See, what we've done, in my opinion, and I've done this throughout the years, right? I grew up in a Dallas Cowboys household. None of my friends liked the Redskins or the Commanders growing up. I was walking around talking about Quentin Dunbar like he was some Pro Bowl corner. This is what we do here. This is what we do. We look at guys and fall in love with the colors. We get our personal feelings tied into things, and we talk about guys like they're better than what they are. Deron Payne is painfully average. Javon Kinlaw is painfully average. Frankie Louvu is average. We had a bunch of Jags running around defensively, and we're wondering why the group's not good. Where's the blue chip talent? Where's the game wrecker? Where's the guy that's going to impact plays on a down-in, down-out basis? It doesn't exist. He's not here. He's in college somewhere, getting kissed on by a hot blonde, getting fed grapes. That's where he is. Skipping class, getting checks to shoot Nike commercials. That's where your blue-chip talent is. Adam Peters, I hope you're listening. Oh, I pray to God you're listening. It's on you, pal. You're on the clock. You're on the clock with your perfectly chiseled calves and your perfect jawline and your gorgeous blue eyes. It's time to pick some dogs. Because at this point, this group is all bark, no bite. I don't want to hear anything else about anybody, anywhere, anytime, or any standard because it doesn't exist. You watch this group for the better part of 12 to 13 weeks absolutely suck on defense, and not a single personnel change was made. You got Sheldon Day getting 4 more snaps than Jerzon Newton, your second-round pick. Ben Sinnott, Zach Ertz gets obliterated. And you know what we see? Not more of the second-round pick, Ben Sinnott. We see more of Colston Yankoff. You know why? Because you picked bad groceries. Point blank. I love this. I was saying it to Metal Chris when I walked in. This is like a therapy session for me. I would be doing this with my friends on the phone anyway, but instead I get to do it with you all. I'm the most blessed man in the world. 1-800-636-1067. The big picture question for me, what is your confidence level right now in this total operation from the top down? 1-800-636-1067. And trust me, I know I've spent the opening portion of the show talking about the defense. Oh, am I going to get to the offense here in a second? Oh, am I going to get to the Kango wearing, straw bucket hat wearing savant Cliff Kingsbury? Oh, I'm going to get to him in a second as well. Nobody at this point is free of blame. Nobody. I can't believe we're having this conversation. I can't believe this is where things currently sit with this group. It's embarrassing. You had all the money in the world to spend in free agency. Josh Sweat is out in Arizona hounding quarterbacks. And yet we have to settle for Von Miller, who's great, by the way, every Tuesday with the Junks. I mean, absolutely amazing, by the way. A great interview. Would have been a good rotational rusher. Now he's being forced to start due to injury. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think I've had enough. I'm going to give it off to the Mark and Largo show and let him give me a breather here for a second. Mark, let's try to stay on task with this. Let's try to stay on task with this because I know there are a lot of different ways that we can go. Let's just keep it to the question. And the question is this. Your overall confidence level in the regime right now off of 8 straight losses.
Liddell, my son, you know I was the one that told you about this 3 months ago, 4 months ago to be exact. When this Terry situation, I said, if this goes bad, this is going to go bad on Adam. And I couldn't imagine it being this bad.
Nobody could.
This is horrifying now. If you're Adam Peters. This is all on Adam Peters. And I think the media, I said this to Chris earlier, man. If this was Bruce Allen or Vinny Serrano,
everybody in the media would
be losing their damn mind.
They'd be ready to chop his head off.
Hell yeah, they would be. Hell yeah, they would be. Everybody be throwing everybody under the bus. This is that. This is that. You can't even get the junkies to make an argument. Eric will cut you off if you say something about Adam Peters. And don't get started with Grand Danny. Now, I think Danny is starting to come around. But look, it is very hard. It is very hard to have confidence in Adam Peters. That's why this is what I think could save Adam's job. I think if I'm Josh Harris, and I think you have to ask this question to Adam. Adam, do you think you need some help in the front office? It's okay to admit you need help. There's nothing wrong with it. Because if it's like this time next year, my friend, I'm going to have to let you go.
Hey, Mark, I promise you, and I appreciate the call. We got a bunch of news to get to. I brought this point up about 2-3 weeks ago. Our esteemed program director, Chris Kiner, can vouch for me on this. I brought this up, and I raised this question. I brought it to Grant. I brought it to Danny, and it fell upon deaf ears. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there in Ashburn. Tim Gribble, the director of college scouting, is in his 24th year here with the Commanders. And he's in his fifth season as the director of college personnel. Yet we're wondering why we can't separate our elbow from our pie hole when it comes to selecting players. When you swing and miss, and that's what it's looking like right now on those 3 second-round picks, Mikey Samuels, still Jazan Newton, and Ben Sinnott. When you swing and miss on three guys in the second round when other teams are drafting starters with those picks, when you swing and miss on those guys, it sets your franchise back. Point blank period. Point blank period. It sets your franchise back. And my thing is this. Anybody that watches this group on a week-in, week-out basis, it is as obvious as ever how many glaring holes there are throughout the course of this roster, And my problem is we don't have the resources via free agency or the draft to fill this in one offseason. We just don't. Roger Terry, your director of Midwest Scouting, is in his 11th year here in D.C. Paul Scansey, who oversees the West region when it comes to scouting, is in his 8th year here in D.C. Peter Piercarelli, your Southwest scout, is in year 9. Here in the nation's capital, and we're wondering why we can't pick players. 1-800-636-1067. I promise you, on the other side of the break, I'm getting all the calls. Give me your level of confidence in this current regime right now, led by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Your call's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP, same handle on each and every social media platform. Taking you up to 10 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, our pal Kevin Sheehan is going to join the program. We'll go back and forth on the question I'm asking you right now on the phones. What is your overall confidence level in the operation right now when it comes to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn? Because I've listened to some shows today. I've heard some of the calls. People are ready to fire folks. I don't think I'm there yet. But I do understand this. The fact of the matter is this. What has gone on over the past 8 weeks, what has gone on really dating back to the summer, if you're really keeping all the receipts, has been absolutely horrendous. I want to get to the offense here, but before I do that, I want you to stay on task with the question we're asking now at 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to get into the offense before we get to Kevin Sheehan. But I want to hear your all's confidence right now in the overall operation here in the nation's capital. I'll never forget it. I was literally throwing a parade when we hired Adam Peters. We finally, after having drunk Scott McLuhan, incompetent Bruce Allen, non-talent evaluating Vinny Serrato, we finally got a significant, legitimate talent evaluator here in the nation's capital that was supposed to help us pick better players through the draft. And right now, he's not doing that. And as a result, this team sucks. And the long-term outlook is bleak. Let's go to Justin in Stafford, wants to chime in. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's like Groundhog Day in D.C., you know?
Seriously.
Man, look, I mean, optimism is so tough being in the NFC East with teams like the Eagles that always draft right, that always get right. The Cowboys are always good. They always beat us. I'm sure the Giants are going to come back around at some point. It's like next year. I called you last year before they played Atlanta. I said, man, they better get in the playoffs this year because that schedule looks daunting next year. Sure enough, it has been. Man, they got to play the NFC West next year. They got to play an upbeat AFC South next year. They get the NFC East again. Man, I don't know. Are they – so what I would want to know from you, what do you think about – are they worse off now than when the Riverboat left? You know what I'm saying? Like, they cast off, not only has he not drafted very well, it doesn't seem like, but, man, he cast off a lot of defensive pieces and a few offensive pieces from Riverboat Ron's team that I think could have really helped us. You know, I think, and they're gone.
I think to say we're worse off may be a little bit of a stretch because you have, we think, the game's most important position solved in quarterback.
Sure.
So that's the reason I would say it's better than that, but from a talent standpoint, there were at least some young people. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I think the bottom line is there's just no.
What about John could have helped us. Diami could have helped us.
It's all revisionist history, right? Because when they moved on from Jahan Dotson, I was A-okay with it, and I appreciate the call. My thing is where are the long term building blocks on this football team? I think it's the offensive line and it's your quarterback. Outside of that, who are you comfortable with long-term? And I made the statement a couple of moments ago about how we as fans, and I'm a fan just like you all are, man. We as fans, a lot of the times, overvalue our in-house talent. I gave you the example. Y'all remember Quentin Dunbar, man, and his story. Undrafted free agent corner. Came in as a wide receiver. They switched him to cornerback. He was wearing 47. We was calling him Dunlops. I actually thought, and I was in high school at the time, I was going around telling folks, yeah, well, the Redskins going to be good because we got Quentin Dunbar, and we got this, and we got that. We have Mason Foster. Are you kidding me? We're so punch drunk that I don't even think we know what a good football player looks like. Because I'm telling you, some of y'all favorite Commanders, right, who we fell in love with last year, played well last year. Not going to take that away from them. But it was an outlier year. Like, I think Frankie Louvu is painfully average at linebacker. I think Bobby Wagner is painfully average at this point in his career at the linebacker position. I think Deron Payne is not a top half of the league defensive tackle. I think there's a reason Javon Kinlaw is on his third team after being a former first-round pick. We don't have the horses. We don't. Now, Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne will flash two out of the 48 defensive plays that they play. But outside of that, what are they really doing on a down-in, down-out basis? Mikey Sanders still, love him to death, tough as nails. I don't know how good of a football player he is at this point. And that is my question when it comes to this entire operation. I think up front along the offensive line, you have legitimate blue-chip talent. I think Sam Cosmi is a Pro Bowl caliber player. I think Laremy Tunsil is one of the top five tackles in the sport. Outside of that, though, like, what do you got here? Terry McLaurin, I know, is a blue-chip wide receiver. I know a lot of you all get off to him failing and want him to not succeed. But did he not show you last weekend at Denver the importance of him to this football team, to this roster? My thing is this. They got a lot of holes on this roster, and I have close to zero confidence in this front office, in this scouting department, to go out and find blue-chip talent because they haven't done it. You had something like 8-9 draft picks in year one. How many of them are contributing? And don't give me this crap. Well, they're playing. Ben Sinnott plays. They went I formation yesterday and played with a fullback, and it wasn't freaking Ben Sinnott who were calling Kyle Juszczyk. They went with undrafted Kolsten Yankoff. Whoever brought him in the building, make him the head of the scouting department. We got Scott Fritterer in our building. We're just the old boys network. What the hell has Scott Fritterer done to deserve being a talent evaluator still in the NFL? He can't pick players either. That's why his ass got fired in Carolina. But we brought him here to make decisions. Give me a damn break. Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
Well, hey, what's happening, Manel? Huh. You know, my thing is, man, all we do is keep putting Band-Aids on stuff. Instead of going out and signing young players, we'll take the older player, sign him for a year or two, then he's gone. We got to start rebuilding now. Hell, I think we must have a thing with Johnson & Johnson Band-Aids, because that's all we do is keep putting Band-Aids on stuff. And another thing, he cannot make any adjustments. We make zero adjustments. We do the same thing we did in the second half, we did in the first half, and we keep doing it over. I have about a full confidence in this regime right now, and we got to get it together, man. And you have a good holiday.
I appreciate you as always, Pat. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Captain Todd. Wants to chime in. What's up, Cap?
What's up, buddy? Oh, man, Johnson & Johnson. That was good. Oh. How you doing, buddy?
I was saying this. It's almost like a therapy session for me, but the more and more I talk about it, I get sad because I care about this stuff a lot. I want the team to be good. It's good for business. It's good for everything. But, like, if you can realistically find something to be positive about right now, shout out to you. I need you as my life coach.
I mean, shout out to JMU Dukes, man.
Yeah, shout out to the Dukes.
My brother's alma mater. And we are a Dukey family. We got an offensive line and a blocking tight end and a punter. That's what we got. That's it.
I mean,
that's rolling into next year. You lose last week. What happened to that team last week? I don't mind losing, but you lose with dignity and you lose with pride. Last night, yesterday, there was none of that.
That's my problem here, Captain Todd. I can't keep watching us. I can't keep watching us get blown out. Like, how am I supposed to believe in the operation long term if we can't compete? We're not guaranteed to compete on a week-in, week-out basis. And enough of this crap. I heard B. Mitch say this earlier. I think he hit it on the head. We got to stop praising them for giving effort. That's what the hell you're supposed to do, is play hard. That's the bare minimum, is playing hard.
Yeah, it's like Chris Rock is like, oh, I took care of my kids. Yeah, you're supposed to take care of your kids.
Exactly.
You're supposed to play football. This, how is this any better than losing the Monday Night Massacre or to Justin Fields when he was with the Bears, when he ran all over us? How is this any better? Is this better or worse?
I the only reason I'm saying it's better is because I do have an unwavering confidence in the quarterback, but every moment that I watch him be under a blue tent, I feel
he's
less and less confident about that.
Offensive coordinator. He's got a bad offensive coordinator.
100%.
He gives him bad plays.
100%.
That screen pass should never have happened. Throwing it three times on the goal line should never have happened.
Well, here's the thing, Captain Todd. I don't know if this has been said by anybody today. Jaden Daniels checked into that screen pass himself. That was a Jaden Daniels decision. So.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
So, I mean, you noticed.
He walked
over to the left side of the line of scrimmage. He checked the play. He saw they had a bunch of dudes at the line of scrimmage. His answer was screen. Obviously, it was the wrong one. Captain Todd, we appreciate you as always. We're up against the clock. We'll continue to take your calls on the other side of the break. What is your confidence level in the operation here in Washington under Adam Peters and Dan Quinn? Losers of 8 in a row. Your calls on that next. Stay on the Fan. Still moving and grooving right along here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:15 to be exact. Your pal Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. He is going to join the program. We get his thoughts on where things currently stand when it comes to the Washington Commanders. What we're asking you on the phones is this at 1-800-636-1067. After yesterday's 8th straight loss and 5th in their last 8 of losing by 21 or more points, what is your confidence level right now, big picture, in the Adam Peters and Dan Quinn regime? 1-800-636-1067. My guy Kevin in Arlington has been patiently waiting. Kevin, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Nell? Thanks for taking my call. I hope you give me a couple minutes.
Yeah, man, go ahead, because I think we're barking up a similar tree here.
Yeah, well, speaking of Sheehan, I was listening to him this morning, and Ivan, Mr. Snyder's love child, called in and referenced that there was one of your callers, Kevin, who weeks ago said something about the college scouting.
It wasn't a caller. It was probably me. It was probably me on the Burgundy and Gold today.
It was actually me. Well, anyone who can go on the internet and look at the college scouting department, we'll see. The thing that is just so incredible to me is that from Gribble to every one of his 6 college scouts, they're all either Rivera or Allen hires.
There's one dude that's not. There's one dude that he brought over with him.
No, there's no one in the college scouting department who was here, who wasn't here before Adam. He may have brought
there's
over
one
someone
guy.
At a
it's,
higher
it's,
level.
But, so look, it's Dwayne Jones. Dwayne Jones, their national scout, was in Atlanta, and Adam Peters brought him here. He was the assistant director of college scouting from 2021 to 2024.
I'm talking about Gribble and the guys who go on the road and formulate the reports. And so a couple things about the draft. There's so many things we could say are broken. This is what I think. I think everything is broken, and so hard questions from ownership on down need to be asked. I have not lost total faith in Peters and Quinn, but let's just look at a couple of things. You've already made the point that I've made also that you know what? This will be the third draft with those retread scouts from prior regimes, counseling. And so I want to see, after the draft, major shakeups in terms of who we hire to be our college scouting experts. Okay, that's one thing. Let's look at these draft picks, though. And you made a good point with the second-round picks, okay? But you remember all the ballyhoo about all of these guys were captains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? What you drafted were a bunch of tweeners in the NFL. I mean, Sennett is a tweener.
Yep.
Okay. Johnny Newton is a tweener. Mikey Sanderson is a tweener.
You're cooking right
now. Luke McCaffrey is a tweener.
Yep.
Okay. It's unbelievable.
Dominic, even down to Dom Hampton, who they cut. I wonder what he did.
Yeah, he was a tweener. Tweeners. I need guys that can produce at certain positions and have shown production. I could give a damn any longer about were they captains or not. Okay, fine. Can they produce? Are they ready to step in and play? Because as you mentioned, you know, the funny thing is Adam wanted this to be a draft and development program. It's what he said in his opening remarks at his opening press conference in January 2024. Guess what, Nell? There's one organization in town that knows how to draft and development, and that's our hockey team.
Yep.
Okay? They're the only one that does. None of the other teams since Beathard, I'm serious, none of them, football, baseball, basketball, they don't know how to draft development. It's hard. And so we all had hopes that because Peters came from New England, he came from Denver, he came from San Francisco, he seemed like he had, you know, had the world by the tail, and maybe he can again. But he's got to make hard choices. There's too much kumbaya, okay? There's not enough hardness. The team is soft. They might as well call it Charmin Commander's Park.
Kevin, this is my thing about that last point that you just made, because I think it's a very fine line that you have to walk when calling a player soft or questioning effort, so on and so forth. But I'm with you. If any of you all out there last night got the pleasure of watching Sunday Night Football, if you watch the way that those two defenses flew around and the way that they hit people, we don't have that. We're lacking a toughness. We're lacking a physicality on that side of the football. We simply don't have it.
It's the second year in a row. And who's a defensive guy? Adam Peters. Who's a defensive guy? Quinn. Who was a defensive guy? He was in charge? Witt. Thank God he isn't anymore. So, it's really incredible. But one last thing.
Yeah.
After that amazing season last year, do you know that as of this morning, we are 15-15 in the regular season, about to lose out. We're about to be a losing total one-loss picture regular season-wise as this horrible season comes to close. So what do I think, big picture? I think everything or parts of everything is broken outside of – and even Jaden's broken. I think his confidence and his physical well-being right now is slightly broken. He needs a reset, and I want him to keep playing, don't get me wrong. But obviously, he needs to regroup. Everything they did this offseason was a failure, from how they trained, from how they didn't practice, from how they – you know, I respected what they were doing with McCorn because I didn't want to overpay him. But look what it did. I mean, there wasn't a single success this year. It's just incredible. It's the mirror image opposite of the 2024 season. So I think they have to reset, the owner, Adam, and Dan. And I think, you know, obviously they're going to replace Witt. I think Kingsbury would be great in college. I, you know, that three consecutive passes after pounding it down their throat and getting to the 2-yard line.
But Kevin,
that's all I needed to see.
Kevin, did you see it last week? Chris Rodriguez runs them all the way into the red zone, and then of a sudden, Bill Merritt's that quarterback.
It sickens me. Okay, and Kevin, he's coming on. He's a friend of mine. I love Kevin Sheehan. He's going to defend all those coaches. But eventually you're going to come around to the reality is we're not well coached. We aren't. And we don't have the best men picking our young players. And if you want to be a draft and development team, you better have expert scouts. We don't have it. And I think the proof is in the pudding.
That's
so
the toughest part.
I've been
to
watch very closely as to the coordinators and the scouts. What the hell happens going forward?
Kevin, appreciate you as always, my friend. Hall of Fame level type of call there. I mean, it's just hard for me because Kevin mentioned that he called it. I'm reading my notes right now. And when I wrote down Peter Piercelli, Paul Scansey, Roger Terry, Dwayne Jones, this was in my notes. I was writing this November the 12th, about a month ago. I was running around the studio like a chicken with my head cut off because I was baffled. I was baffled at the fact that a first-time general manager would rely on scouts that were already in place. That's my problem. We need fundamental changes from the top down. I love Tim Gribble to death. Tim Gribble's probably a great guy. He's been here for 24 seasons. They've had some good draft picks under Tim Gribble. But since he's been the director of college personnel the last 5 years, you want to know the last 5 years of the draft for the Commanders? It sucks. Your 2023 class, all seven guys that you picked were unplayable. Braden Daniels, Ricky Stromberg, and KJ Henry are struggling to stay in the league. Andre Jones is on a practice squad. Quan Martin's still here, but probably shouldn't be. The year before, Phil Mathis is out of a job. Sam Howell's going to be out of a job. Cole Turner's out of a job. Christian Holmes is out of a job. The year before that, Jamin Davis out of a job. Benjamin St. Juice should be out of a job. Derek Forrest doesn't have a job. Cameron Cheeseman doesn't have a job. Shaka Tony, Dax Milne. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So don't tell me that everything is fine when it comes to the front office. That is where my frustration lies. That is where I point to right off of the rip. That is where I point to right off of the rip is the front office. That is where the problems lie to me. I can't look any further. And I get it, right? This is the hard part about it. We fell in love on the first date, young. That's the best way I could put it. We easy. Look, we easy, man. It took us out for a few drinks. We smoked some hookah. And next thing you know, we're in love. We getting married. We moving in. I'm telling you, man, I have a real problem with the way that things are being run. And that is the one thing that I cannot wrap my mind around. How in the hell can you look at this football team and look at their lack of draft success and not question the fact that the director of college scouting has been here for 24 years? And he's been the director of college scouting for 5. And you haven't drafted worth a damn during that period. And I'm supposed to think everything's okay? Joshua was in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Josh?
Linnell, you're exactly right. And I'm going to say something, and this may seem extreme. Everyone, down to the freaking people in the press conference, are too nice around here. What you just called out in terms of the tenure of the director of college scouting, no one is talking about that. No one's asking that. Dan Quinn is not even indirectly, and I, again, I'm not saying drop bombs, throw people under the bus. It's not about that. It's about calling the truth the truth. He's not speaking truth about where the flaws are on the team. Adam Peters is out there slapping people on the back after getting shut out. They're walking into the locker room, and he's acting like it was a good effort. No one around here has any fear of God. And I'm going to say, and listen, I'm not saying that this is a major problem. It's a 0.5% problem. I listened to the press conference after the Cleveland loss, where their coach made a bonehead mistake.
Oh my goodness!
It took Shador out. Linnell, was the dumbest thing.
Josh, I ain't gonna lie, Josh, and it grilled his ass.
they grilled him, and I listened to our press conferences, and I love all of these very polite, nice people. But nobody is sitting in there asking tough questions. If they are, it's oblique. Hey, what did you think about doing this?
And why I got a surprise for you. I'll be there in Ashburn Wednesday. I hope the mic gets passed to me.
Light them up, Linnell!
Because I have.
Light them up!
But there's a respect that has to come with it. My number one question that I want to ask, Josh, and you seem like a smart football cat, so you'll get where I'm coming from with this. Defensively, what about, because you notice the big thing that they keep talking about is, well, we're playing way more zone now than man. What about the personnel that you had on this roster going into the summer made you think that man-to-man coverage was your best course of action defensively? And then this offseason, when you're going out and shopping for corners, are you shopping for man corners or are you shopping for zone corners? Because right now I think you need to overhaul it.
Linnell, it's accountability for the decisions that are made. And that's not Monday morning quarterback. Those are strategic questions.
Yep.
What about that roster? You can ask some other questions. What about all these veteran days? Do you think that is effective in terms of getting your team ready to play?
I think that happens all across the league. I think with the vet rest days, we're taking it as if the guys are just laying on their ass all day long. No. Even on a veteran rest day, Zach Ertz is on the jugs. Even on a veteran rest day, Bobby Wagner's out there.
That's helpful insight. That's helpful insight. I didn't know that. But there are some other questions. Next time Adam Peters gets up to that podium, ask him if the extended negotiation around Terry, does he think that that impacted team cohesion by having your number one receiver?
Yeah.
Of course, but nobody's asked that. Nobody's asked that question. Everybody's acting like everything is all good when we're watching the absolute collapse after an NFC East Championship run.
I would say
nobody
this.
Is asking the hard question.
I would say this. I slightly agree with your sentiments, Josh. I also would say this, just looking at a big picture, and now I may run the risk of walking this tightrope, right? This is a totally new organization here, right? There are a lot of people on this beat that have been on this beat for years that have built relationships within that building. Those relationships, when people get fired, those relationships disintegrate. I think there is a certain level of decorum and respect that you want to show the people that you're talking to so that you can get that inside information, and it's not working, because guess what? Every time a scoop is broken, where does it come from? Ian Rappaport, Jeremy Fowler, the National Reporter.
They're not even giving you any inside information. And you know what? I'm not saying be rude. What I'm saying is you got to ask directly.
You got to. Josh, I appreciate you as always, man. Chris, can you grab this next one? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's put the offense under the microscope. Jaden Daniels yesterday, 9 of 20 for 78 yards. What went wrong? I'll tell you next. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:15 or so, our pal Kevin Sheehan is going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on what happened yesterday in Minnesota against the Vikings. Washington dropping their 8th consecutive football game. And 5 of those losses have come by 21 or more points. It feels like right now that things can't get worse. But as the late, great Flip Saunders once said, things can always get worse. 1-800-636-1067. As we get into the 8 o'clock hour, I want to talk about Cliff Kingsbury and this Commanders offense. It feels like most of the conversation here tonight has been centered around Adam Peters and then the incompetence of this defense. But I have long said that the reason that this football team, the reason we had high hopes for this football team back in August was the conversation, I guess, in terms of them replicating the success of 2024. That conversation started and finished with this being a top five offense in the National Football League. That is where the conversation started and finished, with this group being a top five offense. And what they put on tape Sunday against the Vikings at full staff, absolutely unacceptable. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll get into Jaden Daniels and the way that he played. Because real quick, man, the numbers aren't good. 9 of 20, 78 yards, 3-9 a completion, and a pick. Quarterback rating of 35, QBR of 11-1. And look, I said it on the pregame show yesterday. I expected there to be hiccups offensively. I thought they would happen early in the game, though. But ironically enough, that first play, when they were in their first 15 script, that is the best that the offense looked all afternoon. Long completion for 28 yards to McLaurin. Chris Rodriguez getting off on the ground. You overcame your weekly drive-killing penalty that you have with the BS John Bates holding that was called. You're able to block it up well and get Debo 15 yards on 3rd and 14. Yet, that play-calling sequence, and I've heard everyone talk about it all day long, from the Junks to B. Mitch and Finley to Grant and Danny to Kevin Sheehan, to Doc, to Chris Russell. Everyone said it all day long. I've never seen everyone in lockstep in terms of their displeasure with the decision than Cliff Kingsbury throwing it 3 straight times on 2nd, 3rd, and 4th down after Chris Rodriguez runs you all the way down inside of the 5. Everyone's in lockstep with it. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Kevin Sheehan. And we'll also put this offense under the microscope, because I'm at the point, you all want to fire Dan Quinn, and I get it. It's reaction, overreactionary. We're emotional. I get it. The real question mark in terms of job security needs to be looked at on the offensive side of the football. Andy is in Sterling. Wanted to chime in. What's up, Andy?
Linnell, how you been, buddy?
I've been good, Andy. How you doing, man?
Good man. I haven't talked to you in months.
Good to hear.
Hey, man, you know what? It's my opinion that Adam Peters, after watching him during his first two drafts, was overrated to begin with. he let go of a couple of really good players that I thought the Commanders could really be using now, Jeremy Chinn and Cam Curl, and probably a couple others that I don't remember. His first two drafts have turned out to be total washouts. You had all those extra picks in that first draft. I would like to know how many starters you have from those two drafts. This is the same guy who, when he came over from the 49ers, was supposed to be this savant, right? This is the guy that was part of that brain trust that gave up three number ones for Trey Lance. This is the same guy that has picked McCaffrey at number three as a favor to, I guess, the McCaffrey family. This is the guy that continues to not spend money where it's needed. He acts like he's spending his own money. He doesn't want to let go of it. We went into free agency, and what did we pick? We pick up these 1-year deals, which got us nowhere. All they ended up was getting hurt and out for the season. I think he's going to have to be reevaluated. The guy that I think should be let go is Kingsbury. He's doing to Daniels what they did to Griffin. They're running him way too much.
But guys, hold on now, Kevin. Excuse me, Andy. This is my thing when it comes to the conversation of Jayden Daniels. Jayden Daniels, look, I get it. The play calling can definitely help Jayden Daniels protect himself more. Jayden Daniels also has to protect himself by his play, right?
True.
Not leaving the pocket to scramble. Throw the football, son. That's your job, is to throw the football. We're going to get to Jayden Daniels and evaluate his performance from yesterday, because if you think he's free of blame, you're listening to the wrong program. I promise you, I'm not that guy that's going to close my eyes and act as if the quarterback wasn't part of the problem yesterday. I'm not going to
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Who do you blame more for the way the season turned out? I had a bad feeling over those protracted negotiations between Peters and McLaurin. And then in that game against Chicago, when I think that was such a pivotal play when Daniels fumbled that ball at the very end.
It was huge.
I think that turned the season around. It's funny because the previous year would turn the Commanders' season around is when they made that long pass to Brown. It's
Hell
like the total opposite of what happened.
This is what happens.
And then it was one freaking injury after another.
This is what happens when you disrespect the football gods. You played hardball with the one guy in your organization that's been a loyal trooper, and look at the results you've gotten. 8 o'clock hour comes your way next here on 106.7 The Fan. Kevin Sheehan's going to join us on the other side of the break. I want to put the Commander's offense under the microscope. It was bad yesterday. You got shut out for the first time since 2019. Why did it happen? We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.